Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. Kevin Halloween said, "Reading out loud is a common tip for how to best memorize. It is one of the best memorization methods because it combines two learning styles, visual and auditory. Writing out the scriptures is another way to memorize because it targets two learning styles as well, visual and tactile." The scripture verse we are going to hide in our hearts today is Romans chapter 8 verse 31 in the King James Version. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Let's say that again. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against us?" Let's say that one last time. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for promising to protect us and be with us. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins, be buried and rise again, and for preparing for us a home in heaven. I pray that you will have all peoples come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior, and hide your word in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will. Until next time, God bless you.